Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
There is always a story behind the story. Whether it is the National Geographic magazine or the Bible, you need to go beyond the headline. I'm thinking of a statement written long ago. It's found in the Old Testament book of Chronicles, where we read, "After all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah." So what's the story behind the headline? Hezekiah had become the king at age 25. As soon as he became king, he began to set things right. In the first month of the first year of his reign, says the chronicler, he opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them. He called upon the priests to get back to their duties. He saw that the lamp which had gone out in the temple was relighted and the doors were opened. He dug into his own resources and provided for the sacrifices. He called for a great Passover. And even though it was at the wrong time of the year, he called on God to cleanse the people. "And the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people," says the record. Then he gave orders to build storehouses and to provide for the priests who served in the temple. It seems this young man was genuinely concerned for the needs of people. He had a heart for God, too. Here is a summary of his achievements. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the laws and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. And so he prospered. Then the shadow of Sennacherib's army loomed on the horizon, and he invaded the land. Now, do you suppose that Hezekiah thought, "Look, God, I've done all of this for you, and this is my reward"? Would you have been tempted to have said that? Well, if Hezekiah thought it, at least he didn't say it. Instead, he went to work, blocking off the water from the spring outside. He built another wall, reinforcing the one which was there. He went to work making weapons for defense. And he told the people, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Friend, if you make a note of 2 Kings 19 and you read that passage, you will learn that God saw Hezekiah's distress and sent just one angel to do battle with the 185,000 soldiers in Sennacherib's army. And the hosts of Assyria learned that one plus God make a majority. When Sennacherib got home, his scribes recorded the Judean invasion, and we have that record today in the Oriental Institute Museum of Chicago. But in telling of the invasion, Sennacherib forgot to mention the defeat his army received at Jerusalem. In fact, he omitted Jerusalem entirely. Good news, friend. God doesn't exempt you from your problem, whether it is financial, personal, or physical. The battle will be there, all right, but he does promise to be with you and to take you through your problem. We need to learn what Hezekiah had discovered. There is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Yes, after all that Hezekiah had done, Sennacherib came and invaded Judah, but God gave deliverance, and he'll give you the same thing.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.